Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I never get old, folks. I'm still celebrating. I can't believe I'm still here. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here, and I love being here with you. I love having our good friend Peter Meyer joining us, as he does on a regular basis, has been now for about 17 years. Peter Meyer, folks, Meyer Group, M-E-Y-E-R-G-R-P. I hope you go there and check out whatever Peter says, folks, is so smart. You'll get smarter when you hang out with him, and you'll thank me later. Check out his books. There are there, too, whatever it takes to get, especially Creating and Dominating New Markets. That's a magnificent book. Peter, thanks again for hanging out with us. Peter's helping us understand the similarities of running a small business or running any business, really, and the way they conduct and execute the Tour de France, the bike race in France, the 21-day race in France that's so grueling. Peter, you had another comment. I cut you off as we went to the break. I'm going to let you pick back up where you were.
Jim, my pleasure. And first, thank you for being here for these decades.
Thanks.
Let me tell you a story that happened. It's been a few years, but what Greg LeMond, who is the only American to officially have won the Tour de France, he won the Tour by 8 seconds. Now, if you think about it, we're talking about
stop for a second. Greg LeMond was the only American to officially win the Tour de France because you're saying that because they took away Armstrong's.
They took away Armstrong's victories, at least for now.
Yeah.
And so officially, Armstrong is an asterisk.
Right.
As opposed to a winner.
Right. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. And whether that's right or wrong, LeMond is the American who has officially won.
Right.
And he won one of those tours by 8 seconds.
Wow.
And he won it. Yeah. And all the media came back to him later and said, you know, what was the big thing that enabled you to win the Tour de France?
Like, 20 days of riding on a bike, four, five, six hours a day over mountains, and it came down to 8 seconds. Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
Came down to 8 seconds on the last day. And he said that it was no big thing. He said, and this is true for us as the people who manage small businesses, we've done the big things. We know those. It's all the small things. As you were saying, the attention to detail. He said his handlebars were a little bit better.
Uh-huh.
He said the way he rode a certain stage with the Italian was a little bit better. All those little things made the difference that allowed him to win by 8 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Now, does anybody remember who was second that year? Or third? Exactly. All the little details are what made it possible for him to be the only official American to win the Tour de France.
Well, the BMC team,
in our businesses.
BMC team this year had ridden the team time trials 4 times, so they knew where every turn was.
Yes.
They knew who was supposed to be in the first, second, third, fourth, and fifth slots around every curve.
They did indeed.
Preparation, attention to detail.
Let's talk about another detail there. They don't know whether their team's going to exist next year. And yet the management of that team on the road and overall is able to keep their people focused so well that they were able to cut the corners just right and manage those turns just right to win that stage. And that is an enormous victory for the team, an enormous victory for getting more sponsors, and an enormous victory for the sense of a team working together.
And I want to convert this as we, in that time left. I want to convert this over into a business situation. When I send something to a customer, when I send something to a prospect, if I send something that I want them to have, maybe might even be a proposal. These days you can, you know, I don't like not delivering a proposal without doing it in person, but sometimes you have to. I go to great detail to imagine what it's going to look like when they open it up. And I make sure that it's put together in reverse order so that when it comes apart, as they pick it up, as they touch it, as they open it, I want it to unfold just exactly how I want to do. There's no accident. How it comes out of the box is no accident. That's attention to detail. Those are the kinds of things you got to do in a small business, too. Last thoughts. I'll let you have it.
Thank you very much. Last thought is that crashes happen on the road and in business. What matters is how you prepare yourself to be able to go through the crash and come out the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something the tour leaders do, and this is something that you do and I do.
Yep.
And the more we think in advance, the more we prepare for our strength.
Thank you. Thank you, Peter. I got to go.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.